Yesterday, all spoke well of him and were amazed. But then they were filled with rage and they wanted to kill him. Today, they are astounded at his teaching and amazed at his power over the unclean spirit. And so they gossip about him all over the region. A week ago, Peter, on our Sunday reading from a week ago, said, "To whom else shall we go? We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Today, the demon says to Jesus, "Let us alone. Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." These reactions are so different, and in some ways they seem obvious enough. But today both St. Luke and St. Paul give us a key to understanding and appreciating that difference. And it has to do, obviously, with the Spirit, which is used in a number of ways throughout sacred scripture and even in our short passages today. So it might be worth trying to sort out which Spirit is being talked about. And these are not necessarily in the order that Paul presents them. There is the human spirit, which we all possess. It's an essential part of our nature. As persons, we have a physical nature and a spiritual nature. Our spiritual nature is integrated with our physical selves, and it gives us, or has the potential to give us, insight into our human experience. And then Paul also makes reference to the spirit of the world. And I would say that this is a spirit which only understands the things of the material world, unconnected with a deeper sense of spirit. And in a way, the spirit of the world is divided from the spirit of God. And of course, there is that spirit of God, which Paul refers to throughout, which gives us insight. It does so many things, of course, but it gives us insight into the deeper meaning of life. It gives us insight into God. And in particular, Paul mentions gifts from the Spirit. And it is only through the Spirit of God that we can understand that we are being given a gift, that we can appreciate that gift, and that we can access it. Those who do not access that Spirit, or who are not open to it, cannot receive the gift that God wants to give us. In other words, God doesn't force his Spirit on us. He doesn't force his gifts on us. There has to be an openness to it, which our spirit can receive. Then there are those who are spiritual and those who are unspiritual, which seems a contradiction because we've been just told that there is a human spirit, which is in us all. But those who are spiritual recognize the spirit within them, and they recognize that there is a Holy Spirit. And so how they receive the gift of God is determined by which we are. What is not in the scripture is perhaps something that you have heard when you talk to people. I've heard it many, many times. People will say, you know, especially if they know that you go to church, you're a religious person. And what will they say? They will say, "I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious." And I've always been troubled by that, and I thought, well, it sounds kind of like an excuse for not participating in a faith community. And I've come to see that people are acknowledging or recognizing in themselves that, yes, they already have this human spirit that Paul talks about, but they don't want to acknowledge it or go deeper into it. And I've come to think that, in a way, when a person says, "I'm spiritual but not religious," it's almost like saying, "I'm physical, but I only eat by myself. I never eat with other people." I don't know if that's an exact parallel, but it seems to me there's a denial of something which is deeper in us, that to be spiritual is just simply acknowledging, yes, we already are spiritual. But to say I'm not religious means that I'm only going to acknowledge that I have a spiritual orientation, but I really don't want to share that with anybody else, and certainly not with God. God's not even a part of the picture. It's a solitary journey with ourselves, which is a very sad thing. In the gospel, it's clear that the demon is a spiritual being. And not only that, but that spiritual being can recognize Jesus for who he is, but is not in communion with that Jesus. That spirit is in denial and in fear and in hostility towards the spirit that comes to us through Jesus. He's only afraid that that spirit, the spirit of God, will destroy him. Now, we experience in us all kinds of spirits in a way. It's not a formal spirit, but we experience a spirit of anger, a spirit of sadness, a spirit of unforgiveness, a spirit of lust, all kinds of negative spirits, which if we are not in communion with the ultimate spirit of God, God's Holy Spirit, we will be overcome by. We will not be able to deal with those things. We will be lost in that anger and unforgiveness and sadness and lust. But God is giving us the ultimate gift that needs to be recognized by the Spirit living within us, the ultimate Spirit of God. And Paul ends his reading in a very interesting way. After all these little references to Spirit, he says, "But we have the mind of Christ." And today we have not just the mind of Christ, but we have his full presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity, given to us through the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all that is required is that we be open to receive that great gift.